This is the front foyer.
This meeting of September 1st, 2016 is called to order. May I get a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Communications for information. There was a letter presented in our packet.
Correct.
How nice.
Just presented just for information only. And I believe Director St. Germain has some information for you.
So, Chair Summers and members of the board, Mr. Seville has appealed his removal from further consideration for a police officer position, and his appeal is still under the review internally within the Tacoma Police Department. Mm-hmm. So it's still in progress.
That's not before
Thank
the
you. Actions on matters still pending, new business, adoption of conclusions of laws and findings of fact in the appeal of Lieutenant Aaron Dundusky and Sean O'Brien. I didn't know I didn't get that right. We have the matter before us. What do we need to do besides sign?
You could, well, just to formalize for the records, there's a motion to approve the minutes as currently drafted, or I'm sorry, the findings as drafted, and the second, and then the board can sign.
Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Board Member Sexton?
I move that we approve our findings as drafted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any other discussion?
I just noticed, Madam Chair, that there is a two item fives on page five. I don't think that's a big deal.
That wouldn't be what we're signing, though. The one that we're signing only has one page five.
Oh, it's just the misnumber, and that's my fault. But I mean,
so
we could just renumber it by hand, or
the official one is numbered correctly.
Yes.
Oh, okay, great.
And if everybody would like to look at it, I can show it to you. But
well, it's the same as ours. It's just the numbers are different. Is that right?
It should be the same as what you have.
I said yes, and I can show it to them, but it's just a paragraph. There's a paragraph misnumbered.
Yeah, okay, great.
It's,
great.
I mean, we can...
Great. Totally good.
Okay, then. Is there
one five has been removed.
Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Hearing none. This is done this first day of September. And please sign where it says affirm.
Since that's how you voted.
What?
Since that's how you voted.
Yes, since that's how you voted. And I was wrong. There is a mistake.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
It'll be corrected.
I would suggest just it can be hand.
You can have 5A and 5B.
Well, we're going to be handing this back to you, and you can...
I'll make the corrections and give it
correct
back.
Them as needed. Okay, considerations of matters set for public hearing. I see none. Civil Service Coordinator report. Thank you for letting us know that the training program was completed. Do you want to read that off?
It was just a follow-up. You asked me to follow up and let you know when Mr. Pavenko had completed his apprenticeship training, and I did confirm that he did complete that and was appointed to line electrician effective July 19th.
Excellent.
Yay.
Human Resource Director reports and requests.
So I approved five list extensions, and all of them had Tacoma residents. I'm trying to be concise here, but I approved one-year list extensions for street maintenance supervisor, signal and street lighting technician senior, concrete finisher, crew lead, senior warehouse tech, and then water meter repair worker. So the details are in your document. If you prefer, I can go through them, but they are all there for 1 year.
I just have one quick question. Most of them have a number in there of anticipated positions to be filled. A couple of them have a zero. So is that a typo?
I don't know if it's a typo. I can go back and look. Sometimes I think they're not clear.
The senior warehouse technician. Estimated positions to be filled over extended life of list, zero.
I don't think that they have, in some cases, the departments have anticipated potential retirements and plans. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they're not clear, so but they don't want to eliminate the list because of the candidates that are still eligible, and they feel that they do not want to take the time to do that. But I can clarify that so that we have more clarity on that aspect of that.
Madam Chair?
Board Member Sexton?
Well, I really did have questions about each one, but I'll limit this just to the last one, the police officer recruit list.
Oh, yeah, that one I have not done yet. I will do that, because that's not a list extension. That's an abolishment of a list.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Please. Go ahead.
And in the future, I can go, as I usually do, I go through each one, but I thought today I would expedite it to see.
And I'm expediting my question asking.
So this is a list of abolishment requests that I approved for the police officer recruit. And this is an open competitive list. There were originally 109 people on the list, 31 Tacoma residents, and 7 people were hired from the list, 3 of were Tacoma residents. There were still 15 people on the list and 2 residents. But as you can see in the note here, all of the candidates on the list have been considered by the department. And the candidates still active on the list were reviewed and were interviewed and not found suitable to move forward on the list. I think you know that for police officer recruits, there's a rigorous background check and a whole process that's there. So the hiring needs, it was established in 2015, and the department has spent the last 10 months going through a careful screening and interviewing process. So all the candidates have been considered. So there's more details on that. But they have a new police recruit list that has been established and is ready to use since they've exhausted this list. And there are 2 vacancies and several more vacancies in the next biennium that they anticipated a number of retirements in 2017, so they really felt that moving forward with the screening and the oral boards on the new list would help them to stay on target with their vacancy hiring.
So they do have a new list?
Yes,
Could you forward a copy of that list to me?
Yes.
Because I would like to see who's on that as well. Thank you.
Well, perhaps to...
No, I'm sorry. I'm the only one that asked Dan.
Okay. All right.
Hey, I believe that other board members would be interested in seeing that as well.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Board Member Sexton.
Madam Director, I really was kind of disappointed in all of the other lists and the numbers on all the other lists, even though there was one where there was only 2 people and they were both residents. But this one here, I think these numbers, 109 on the list and 31 are residents, I think those are really good numbers. And I think the city, must be doing something right. And 7 people hired, 3 residents, I think those are really good numbers. So what I'm curious about here, I imagine these 94 people who weren't hired, so there's 15 people left over, and then there's 94 people that have disappeared. With every other jurisdiction out there hiring police officers right now, I imagine that you know, most of these people, all of these people, all the good ones, went somewhere else, have been hired somewhere else. And, you know, I'm really disappointed. You know, I understand, but I'm disappointed that, you know, there was probably some really good people there in the 31 in the residence, and those people, you know, are probably working somewhere else. I'm curious, you know, if you have any information on, you know, these people that, you know, have removed themselves from the list, you know, maybe anecdotal, maybe actual information about, you know, people that were hired someplace else. Do you have any of that information?
Not off the top of my head. Sometimes they're not passing a background check as they go through the
process. Sure, so understandable. Police officers, not everyone is going to make the cut. We all understand that, I'm sure. Do you ever look at those? Do you ever look at that? You know, so you have 109 people originally on this list, and now, you know, a year later, they're pretty much all gone. Do you ever look at, you know, what happened to those people?
They don't disappear. Would they actually go move through the process? And we really want to hire people, and it's very challenging for the police. And so perhaps it would be good to, I can describe the process at a future date in a little more detail.
Sure,
perhaps
absolutely.
Our HR analyst who supports police, and perhaps a person from the police recruit team, just to give you a summary. I think that would be helpful to answer your questions.
Yeah, you know,
a lot of them went to the county, Dan.
I'm sure that they did. You know, with every jurisdiction nearby
it
hiring,
is competitive. You're right. It is very competitive.
You know, I'm sure that you know the 94 people that are not still on the list were probably hired someplace else, I imagine.
Some of the challenges is our civil service system and the lists and the nature of it, because as you can see, it was established many, many months ago, and you're right, as we go through the process, other people may be, other jurisdictions may be hiring them as they're waiting through our process, so I think that is a topic as well regarding really reviewing our civil service system and looking at that as well.
I would love to hear all of that. What I was curious about was that, you know, if you ever, you know, look at that, if you know, you know, what's happened to those people, and especially the 31 residents. Thank you.
Is there any other questions from board members? Is there anything else that you want to give a report?
Yes, I wanted to introduce Rhonda Kelly. She is a HR manager, just started this week, and she's assigned to Tacoma Public Utilities, so it is a manager that's servicing there, so I wanted you to meet her as well.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Where did you come from?
Elysian Brewery. I came from a brewery.
Ah!
Many years, though, of manufacturing human resource experience.
Okay.
Thank you. Is there anything else you want to share about yourself with us?
I'm a 20-year veteran of human resources.
Are you a resident?
I am not a resident. I used to be. I used to be a resident, though. Lived in Spanaway for many years.
That's not a resident.
Spanaway, Tacoma.
It's an offshoot. You know, yeah, it's kind of attached. Very passionate about human resources, though, and the job that we do and the support that we give to the city. So I'm very excited to have the opportunity to work with everyone.
Yeah, maybe we can work on HR finding the city limits.
Are there any other comments by board members? Thank you, and welcome aboard.
I have a third of the city.
Okay. Comments by the public. I know that there... Please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board. So, once again, my name is Lieutenant Satunsky with Tacoma Fire Department, and I have just a few questions on the facts and findings, clarification, I guess, on exactly when that list would be established. So in the original email, I guess it was, we were notified, it would say that the list was going to be established on the 1st of July. And then at some point we actually, I guess we must have established a list. We ended up hiring on or about July 16th was a special order, and we temporarily promoted somebody off that list for captain. And then, as we know, special order...
the next one.
The next one came out right on the 21st. It kind of, it was, I hate to say gag order, but the one that,
yeah,
you know,
we
right?
Know.
Don't talk about it, and there's going to be a second review board. So at some point after that, about on the August 5th, I was notified that my passing score was no longer high enough to be added to the new list.
Right.
So after that, on September 1st, we ended up with a special order within the department that came out with our captain's promotional list, and that's what we promote off of, usually officially, within the department. So that list was backdated back to June 29th. And then since then, that's the list that we've been using to do promotions, and we've since promoted two permanent positions off that, lieutenants up to captain. And so that's...
Was that the original list?
That was from the second review board, right? So the original list was basically in effect from, I think, July 1st, according to the initial announcement, to August 5th, but then backdated to the 29th. And that list has been in effect until, I'm assuming, July 19th, when you guys made the decision to reinstate us onto the list. So,
Jennifer, do you have any...
that's a question for the director. I can't answer his question. I mean, I'm not sure I understand his question. He's asking when the list is going to be fixed. That's...
Yeah, and the letters will go out tomorrow.
Okay.
And reestablishing the decision of the Civil Service Board. So that will be the list that goes back to the first panel.
HR had to wait until the board had actually adopted.
Has there been any hires from the time that this was filed before the board to now? Off that was two.
Yeah.
Two. Yes.
Well,
have there been any hires from the time that we made our vote to now?
No.
Okay.
Which vote are you talking about?
The vote to
the final one,
this
the
hearing.
Findings.
The vote at the end of
the oral decision.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure.
So there have been no hires since then. Okay.
Board Member Hansen.
So, Mr. Satunsky, I'm assuming that are you arguing that you should have been considered for one of those two positions?
Oh, no,
okay.
Not at all.
I just wanted to clarify that.
I believe at this point now I should be rated as number 6 because two people have been hired off that list. So the new eligibility list that comes out, right, once you get promoted to captain or promoted to a permanent position, you can't be on the eligible list. So I would assume through the emails or notification we get, I should be ranked number 6, but...
So the appointments to captain are in rank order of what you are, where you are on the list?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
But the only question was, is it going to roll back to July 1st, I guess?
No, it's effective.
I guess I asked that because that was the original notification we got for the first list. Stated that it will be established on the 1st in the email.
Okay.
And then I don't know why it was backdated to the 29th after that fact.
Okay. I'm not sure I understand. So you're asking, what is the significance of the effective date if the list is being reinstated and these folks in front of your name have been promoted? So whether it's backdated or whether it's...
Well, the significance would be if we're going back to the original date and the original conditions of the original announcement that I received in the mail on I believe it was June 19th.
That the date is has some impact to...
Well, it may, and so it can have an impact. I'm last on the list. It's been a slow-moving list. I think the last captain's list was good for 3 years, and I believe we promoted 12 people.
Oh, I see the concern.
Right.
So you're worried about this running out of time going forward.
Absolutely. And
okay,
and in this last case, mm-hmm. we actually had some... So this all goes around VEBA, and people put in their
So, correct me if I'm wrong, Jennifer, but I believe that you could not make the list any other time other than the board's action. So the board took action, and that would be the time for the new list to be established from the time of the board action going forward.
It was already established and
you're appealed. Just putting them in the order that they would have been in mm-hmm. from the July 1
right list. So it would be a new list dated the date of the board's action,
which is July 19th of 2016,
or
was it
no or today with the findings of fact.
Today is the date of adoption.
So today, okay. So September 1 going forward
starts a new list.
Mm-hmm. Because it goes whichever starts there for purposes of appeal.
So, you're going forward 3 years then, or whatever, from today's date.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is that consistent with how you're doing it?
Okay.
I think we need to look at this and confirm. I'd like to request that we just confirm this.
Absolutely.
It's
yeah.
For purposes of
for
purposes of appeal, the final decision occurs when the separate findings are adopted, or when the minutes of the meeting recording its decision are approved, whichever is later. But I mean, that's for purposes of the appeal when that is triggered. But
if we're reinstating back based on your decision,
so I think you probably need to talk to Ms. Kohler.
Yeah, I need to confirm that. So now I understand your question.
Okay.
Okay. So maybe next meeting, then you can let us know what that decision was.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, but you would like that confirmation as soon as possible.
That would be nice.
So,
yes,
the board would like, again, do the confirmation, but get it out to everybody who's got a vested interest in it as soon as possible.
Especially because the letter... we were planning to send out tomorrow, so we need to be real clear.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I still think it needs to be the board date of the board's action, either today's adoption or voice vote, because prior to that, we didn't take the action.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and I agree, unless there's some compelling reason for not dating it from today. And I don't know if the individual is going to be looking at the legal authority in that regard, or I'm not sure what they're going to be checking into, but I would agree with Ms. Heller that unless there's some compelling reason to change the date from September 1st, that's the date that we would like to use. That's my opinion anyway, in my opinion. I don't know if the other board members...
I don't have
no objection to whatever. All I would like to have is for...
clarity.
Our director and I also have clarity before that letter goes out to the new list.
It seems like we've used the voice vote before in the past, but I, you know, far be it from me. I don't care, you know, this or that.
I'll follow up and I'll notify them.
Okay. Other comments from public? Yes, please.
My name is Brian Hardy. I'm a board of Tacoma Fire. I've been there for a couple of years. I am very familiar with the vote promotional process. Tacoma Fire is the only entity in the city with the rule of one. We go down the rank order of the list. I've been somewhat successful in the promotional process. From the rank of firefighter to battalion chief, I achieved that rank in 8 years.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty successful.
Yeah, and so it's pretty good. And so my question is, looking at and hearing some of the observations from the board, and one of my questions is regarding this current captain's list. Lieutenant Ed Gregory had submitted a complaint indicating that the process was flawed and it dealt specifically with the work plan. And so my question is was the work plan included in the test bank of questions or was it removed?
The board's facts and findings were that the original panel that excluded those questions in question be removed. So that's the original decision was what the board agreed with. So the second panel that was brought in that overturned the first decision, we went back to the first decision.
And my question being is, how was it demonstrated that it was flawed in order to remove the work plan?
So one of the things that I tried to make the point of last time that is that Mr. Gregory filed a complaint through a different process. He did not file a complaint through the board. So the board had a complaint that was filed, or actually
an appeal.
Apologize. The board had an appeal that was filed, and we went through the process, and we heard both sides and made a decision based on the evidence of that. But Mr. Gregory's complaint didn't come before the board because he didn't file it before the board. He filed a different complaint through the chain of command. So that we can't answer any of those
questions.
There's no
other complaint before.
Because you would need to talk to those people that made those decisions. The board was not involved in that, nor did we hear any evidence from that. So that was a different process.
And my statement would be it is exactly the same process. When our complaints are filed, he filed his complaint through me. It has to go through a direct supervisor. It goes to the fire chief. It goes to Director St. Germain, and then it goes to the Civil Service Board. And so it made it to Director St. Germain, and it didn't make it to the Civil Service Board. So he filed the correct complaint.
Any employee can file a complaint with the Civil Service Board. It comes to the board. It goes directly to our board coordinator. It doesn't have to go through anybody else. So any employee, yourself, anyone else, can file a complaint or an appeal directly to the board. There's a form.
I think we're talking apples and oranges. And so my question...
I agree, apples and oranges, because this is one process and that's another one.
And so my question is, who made the decision to remove the work plan from the testable material? That's the only question I have.
Our human resource director can tell us that.
You said who made the decision to remove the... It was actually the panel review committee, and it came to me.
Okay.
And then I affirmed the decision. Then there was a complaint filed, and that's when I recommended a second review panel. And that was what I had done under my authority, and that was appealed to civil service.
And my question being, why was the work plan removed? Was it flawed? Was it not part of the study material? Or was it what not pertinent?
That's actually something that the review panel made the decision on that, and I don't know the specific answer to why they made that decision.
Okay. And Director St. Germain, this we all agree this captain's testing process was flawed. And was the previous battalion chief's testing process flawed also?
The battalion chief?
Exam, was that flawed also?
Yeah, I can't speak to that. I don't know what you mean by flaws. So.
Were there irregularities with the battalion chief's exam?
There were concerns raised by that one as well.
Okay. And there's a human resources analyst responsible for both the same exams?
There's a human resources analyst that's assigned.
Is it the same person?
Yeah, they were there.
Okay. And was the same person in the fire department responsible for both examinations?
Yeah, that I can't recall.
And if you can see where I'm going, the process is flawed as we speak. And so there are many irregularities having been through the promotion, examination process, where it's occasionally flawed, but it's an anomaly to have two extremely flawed processes in a row. And So hopefully it's something we can look at and we can have mitigated. It's truly a concern of mine. And so I'm not sure how we move forward from here.
I at least I can assure you that I share those concerns and we have looked at the process and there are improvements and changes that have been made already for the next round of fees with the challenge review process. It's clearly been looked at, revised, and actually communicated to the local 31 union as well.
And so for the people that have been impacted in the previous process, how do we mitigate that?
Yeah, I can't speak to that.
Okay, thank you. That's all.
Thank you. Would you like to say anything more? Nope. And please don't say anything more. That's mine.
I'm in the public. Actually.
Are there comments? Yes. Yes.
Madam Chair, members of the board, Lieutenant Ed Gregory, Tacoma Fire Department. As Battalion Chief Hardy had mentioned, we are instructed a certain way if we have a complaint, whether it's in the TMC, the personnel rules, or it's with our department on how we are to file a complaint. So it is written down on how I'm supposed to file a complaint. And I follow that to the letter of the law of how we're supposed to file a complaint. My original complaint was the same complaint that the TMC 1.24.520 was not followed. And the part where the candidate needs to demonstrate that the question was flawed was never demonstrated. It was never proven. It didn't hold water. And it never came forward. And so for me, it's disappointing that all of this went on. First of all of this went on without my knowledge, and I was the original complainant on the original TMC 1.24.520 not being followed. And all this other stuff came up about hearsay and whatever else came up. It did not address my original complaint. Now, I did the complaint process how I was directed to by my department head and the HR director. That is how I did it. I followed the rules. So why am I being penalized now? This happened totally without my knowledge. And we're not instructed to go straight. We're instructed to do chain of command. If we have something, we go by chain of command. That means I don't go straight to the HR director. Madam Chair, I don't go directly to you. We're not instructed to do that. So we follow instructions, and where following instructions count and it saves lives, and that's what we do as officers in the Tacoma Fire Department. I follow the rules and I follow the instructions. So I'd like to know what happened to my original complaint. It was a complaint. And it was supposed to go through the chain of command and end up in front of you. And I was instructed wrong. So what do I do now?
What?
That's not a question for us.
Yeah, it is. I'm saying, how do I proceed? Because if my original chain was that I thought was correct, was not correct, are you telling me now that I need to come directly to the Civil Service Board?
That's a question for the HR director, I believe, because your complaint's not before us.
We can't. We don't have the authority to take action on something that didn't come before us. I hear your issue. I hear you. But you need to look at what you as an employee and a person can do. I mean, you are a representative member, so you have some rights there. You are covered under the laws of the land, so you have rights there. You can have time to go talk to the HR director. You always have access to go directly to the HR director. Regardless of what you may think, you always have access to go directly to the HR director. You also have access to go up your chain of command. So these are all things, from my perspective, that are available to you, and I would encourage you to use as many of them as you see fit, but we can't address, act, or advise on something that doesn't come before us appropriately. We would be beyond our authority as board members. So, and we don't want to jeopardize everything we've ever done, which is what we could possibly do by going beyond our authority. So.
All right, thank you.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Hanson.
And I don't know exactly who drafts the questions for the test. I don't know how that process occurs, but if any of you feel that that process is flawed and have suggestions as to how to improve that process, then I'm sure that you could work out a discussion with the Human Resources Department and whoever is drafting the questions to discuss those issues and maybe come up with some solutions in the future to any problems that you perceive in the testing process. So I would make that suggestion to you.
All right, thank you. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming back. Comments by board?
Oh, I do have...
Yes, Board Member Hanson.
We were working on the residency issue.
Yes.
And are we going to have another study session?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought about that, actually.
Okay.
For this meeting, but yes, I think that we should.
All right.
Let that go. So I would like to... have put on the agenda for October a study session, again, going back to the issue of residency. Trust me, it's not just because you came on board. So please, so that we can have an open discussion, but set it up for a study session. Is there any other comments from board members? Hearing none, I heard a motion second. We are out of here. Thank you. Hey.